Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Melissa Melton, and here's what we have coming up for you on this Thursday, January 24th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, CNN's Piers Morgan falls ill just days after receiving the flu vaccine. And country legend Dwight Yoakam says that was a bad idea.
Don't ever take a flu shot again.
Then, MSNBC attacks InfoWars. Meanwhile, InfoWars.com continues to dominate MSNBC on the internet. And Dianne Feinstein officially launches her attack on the Second Amendment. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Our top story tonight, is it poetic justice that Piers Morgan has fallen ill just days after taking a flu vaccination on live television? CNN host Piers Morgan is likely wanting another chat with daytime talk show host Dr. Oz for an explanation on why he got sick just days after having a flu vaccine administered on live TV. And it's extra ironic considering that Dr. Oz was attempting to dispel the, quote, myth that the flu vaccine can give you the flu, which apparently is exactly what has happened. And what's funny is that Dwight Yoakam was actually a guest on Piers Morgan's show just days after that, and he told Piers the way to avoid the flu is to avoid getting the flu vaccine. Here's Alex Jones with his take on that.
Well, CNN's Piers Morgan, the imported redcoat they've brought in to be a hatchet man against the Second Amendment and other rights that this republic was founded on, has never had even a moderate-sized audience, max a half a million. Now, since I went on, it's been over a million. And he has been now bringing other liberty lovers and other patriots on to attack them and then get their supporters to tune in and, in turn, hate Piers Morgan. So, yes, CNN is finally getting moderate ratings by bringing liberty lovers on, but it's backfiring. It's amazing. News articles, YouTube videos, everybody you read online absolutely cannot stand Piers Morgan. One of my favorite country folk singers is Dwight Yoakam. In fact, driving back from Big Bend on Monday from the desert, we listened to hours of it. And I knew nothing about Dwight Yoakam. I just like his music and think he's a great actor. And then I saw him this morning from last night on Piers Morgan via YouTube just saying, look, it's an anomaly. Statistically, this is very rare. And Piers Morgan, oh, no, it's increasing. When Piers Morgan knows full well, we've shown the FBI statistics, we'll show them again now, 49% drop in violent crime in the last 20 years, 21% of that just in the last decade. So things are accelerating in the dropping of crime. But they want to hype up these tragic deaths to disarm us. So let's go ahead and play the first little clip where Yoakam points out this is an anomaly of horror.
The Newtown tragedy was an anomalous horror. I know how Newtown happened. I'm still really, really wrecked over why.
Now this next clip is really powerful. Dwight Yoakam points out that we have guns because it's in our DNA from the colonies fighting back against armed occupation, the greatest empire the world has ever seen that tried to take our firearms and the powder and ammunition. Here's that clip.
I think it's born out of the DNA that is the foundation of, you know, those colonies that broke free and that were having troops marshaled in their homes. Mm-hmm. We're having, you know, the cap and ball stopped from being imported because it wasn't about hunting. It was about being able to defend yourself against tyranny. Mm. I don't know that I want the government. I don't trust the government.
Now, Dwight Yoakam, to segue away from guns for a moment, didn't just defend the Second Amendment. Piers Morgan pointed out that he's been very, very ill. And Yoakam says, well, you shouldn't have taken that flu shot a week ago with Dr. Oz live on TV. And Morgan had to admit, well, I guess you've got a point. So Piers Morgan has really got it. And he went on to say, I don't trust the government and I don't trust the flu shots. And I never have. Well, if you look at the statistics, the flu shot actually makes you get the flu. And we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com that Adan Salazar put together that actually shows all the government's own studies admitting it never protects you from the flu, lowers your immunity, and in many cases gives you the flu. So again, here's Dwight Yoakam laying out clear facts to Piers Morgan. And it just makes me that much bigger of a fan of this great artist.
Is there any advice you can give me?
Don't ever take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and you know what? I don't want to tell anybody out there I'm not a medical advisor. Get your vaccines if you... I don't believe in them. I'm just suspicious by nature, and I saw you get it, and here we are.
Dwight Yoakam from Kentucky represents true Americana. Piers Morgan is the classic establishment Tory who was a hatchet man in England for the government, and became so universally hated, look up the polls in their newspapers, that he's fled here to the United States. And so he's trying to demonize Yoakam. We'll get to that in a moment. But he also brings up something I heard from the Young Turks guy, Jink, on my radio show yesterday, that so what? Okay, yeah, have guns as a counterbalance against government tyranny. Sure, Stalin took the guns, Hitler took the guns, Mao took the guns. Political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. You're right, the founders wanted us to have guns, so we the people, who are the sovereigns, have the power. But it doesn't matter. The government has thousands of nuclear weapons and drones and F-16s. And that's basically what Piers Morgan said. Hey, the government's got the nuclear bombs. But human beings control those bombs. Human beings fly those helicopters. That's why they're now having a litmus test. Will officers fire on U.S. citizens? We saw it in Katrina. The new Army manual stated they're getting the good guys out of the Army, out of the military, and putting the bad guys in. So they are putting in a force that will do this, but still it doesn't matter. Our own military, as powerful as it is, couldn't hold Baghdad with 100,000 troops. They couldn't hold Afghanistan with 150,000 troops. You can never defeat a people who don't want to be defeated, who haven't been broken. And that's what the TSA putting their hands down our pants is all about. That's what all the domination's about. It's why on CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN and MSNBC, you see it. Gun owners are Nazis. Southerners are trash. Congressman Rangel, we've got to overcome the Constitution and the evil Southerners. White people are bad. They're the people pushing racism and division. They're the people trying to pull divide and conquer. Every time I see a YouTube video of Rangel or somebody saying gun owners are Nazis, or Bob Schaefer saying we've got to defeat the Second Amendment like we defeated Hitler, people are saying, wait a minute, don't bash people in the South. I live in New York and want guns. I live in California and want guns. I live in Indiana and want guns. I live in Connecticut and want guns. This is about saying that we're responsible for what criminals do, when in truth increased gun ownership in the last 20 years is driving down violent crime. The only places that have higher crime are Chicago, New York, and other areas where they've disarmed the people. Now, in closing, he says, you've got a song about a husband killing his wife for cheating on him. And he goes, well, that goes back to Ireland and Scotland. It's a redone folk song. And then he's like, oh, you were in a movie, The Panic Room, and it shows him acting all crazy. And Dwight Yoakam was being an actor. This is what they've gotten down to now of, oh, well, you like to kill people. Look at you in this movie. That'd be like when I was in a movie once saying that I'm really that character. They think their viewers are idiots, but the truth is they aren't. CNN, that's why your average show has about 100,000 viewers. My God, I looked at the numbers. 15 years ago, your average show had 1 million. Your top shows had 10 million. And it's the same thing for every other establishment government mouthpiece. People are sick of globalist corporate state-run media. Got it? Piers Morgan, the only time you have ratings is when you get a patriot like Dwight Yoakam or myself on. In closing, you will not win this culture war. You will be defeated. And when the communist Chinese government comes out and says, disarm the American people, and the Daily Beast praises it, it shows how sick this country has truly gotten. You people are collaborators with an authoritarian takeover. You've signed on to it. You think you're on the winning team. You're not on the winning team. You're useful idiots. And you're going to fail. You will not succeed. If you win and take over America, you'll be disposed of by the globalists. That always happens to collaborators. Guaranteed. But statistically and historically, I know we're going to win, so you're going to fail either way. Piers Morgan, Feinstein, all of you traitors, you're on notice. America is awake, and we salute Dwight Yoakam.
And speaking of vaccines and what they can give you, apparently, according to Reuters, nearly 800 children in Europe have now developed narcolepsy, an incurable sleep disorder, after being immunized with the Pandemrix H1N1 flu vaccine produced by British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline in 2009. And reports of these cases have also shown up in Finland, Norway, Ireland, France, and Sweden. And we know that H1N1 gate was exposed to as a fake pandemic to get people to take these vaccines. They made millions of dollars off of it. And we also know that other vaccines, such as the Bill Gates-linked polio vaccine, caused tens of thousands of children in India to be paralyzed. And it's unfortunate that we have to keep reporting on stories like this, and we will have to keep reporting on them so long as people continue to inject themselves and their children with these deadly chemical cocktails. And switching gears, two meter opponents have been arrested in Naperville. Two vocal opponents of Naperville's initiative to install wireless electronic meters on homes were arrested after interfering with the installation process, according to city officials. And police are now going to be accompanying these crews as they install smart meters in people's homes. So they're just going to send police to your house and make you get a smart meter put in, force you to do it. And one woman was actually quoted as saying, "It was forced on my house today. It was really a violation. I violated something, but I've been violated too." So I guess we're now in a society of violating one another. And, you know, these smart meters put out radio frequencies, and you're bathed in that all the time when you're around those in your home. Shut up with that. And they've actually, recently a survey came out that showed that people who had these have sleep problems, stress, headaches, ringing in their ears, and heart problems. And being subjected to that frequency all the time, it cannot be good for you. But apparently they'll send police to your house and force you to get that anyway. So that's just wonderful. Moving on, during Hillary's Benghazi testimony, Rand Paul actually told her if he was president, he would have relieved her of her post.
Thank you for appearing, Secretary Clinton, and I'm glad to see your health is improving. I'm glad that you're accepting responsibility. I think that ultimately with your leaving, you accept the culpability for the worst tragedy since 9/11. And I really mean that. Had I been president at the time, and I found that you did not read the cables from Benghazi, you did not read the cables from Ambassador Stevens, I would have relieved you of your post. I think it's inexcusable.
And it is inexcusable. And what Rand is specifically talking about is unclassified cables between the Benghazi post and the Obama administration that were going on for well over a year. And a maximum alert was actually sent by Ambassador Stevens on September 4th, just a week before the attack, to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, saying that there was a threat of an imminent attack. She didn't read it, and then he died. And it doesn't matter that she got sick and had a concussion later, and now she's having all these histrionics. Whatever, he's still dead, and it's still partially her fault because she didn't even read these threats that were sent, these warnings that were sent directly to her. She couldn't even be bothered to read that, and people had to die because of it. And apparently in response to that, MSNBC attacked InfoWars, accusing Rand Paul of getting his, quote, absurd information from us. Let's take a look at that.
Joining me tonight, Joy Reid, managing editor of TheGrio.com, and former Admiral Joe Sestak and former congressman from Pennsylvania in the United States Navy for 30 years, also worked in naval intelligence.
The most ridiculous, almost comical line that was used at the hearings today was Rand Paul saying, "Had I been president." Give me a break. Is he getting his information from InfoWars? Breitbart, that's their sources of news and intelligence, and that's what they're using to question our Secretary of State. It's absurd.
Maybe he is getting his information from InfoWars. A lot of people do, because most people, if they wanted to hear what the White House wanted them to hear, they'd go directly to the source, just the way that MSNBC goes directly to the White House for their agenda. And actually, to further prove that point, we have the Alexa ratings for both InfoWars.com and MSNBC.com. Let's take a look at these. As you can see, they're at 729 in the U.S. Oh, we're at 393. Yeah. So apparently they are coming directly to us to get their news and not to you. I'm pretty sure there's a reason for that. And moving on, Senator Dianne Feinstein has now unveiled her promised attack against our Second Amendment rights on Capitol Hill today. Let's take a look at that hot mess. Feinstein rolls out draconian attack on our Second Amendment. And the purpose of this bill is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time. She just straight up says that. Therefore, there is no sunset on this bill. How poetic. And Obama's vowed to sign Feinstein's legislation if it clears hurdles in Congress. And we have our own Jakari Jackson to break this down even further.
I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. We have a new article on InfoWars.com. Headline: Feinstein rolls out draconian attack on the Second Amendment. Now, Mrs. Feinstein has been an anti-gun advocate for years, even though she herself is a concealed carried license holder.
I know the urge to arm yourself because that's what I did. I was trained in firearms. I'd walk to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
Now, as the article points out, the purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time, Feinstein said. Therefore, there is no sunset on this bill. Obama has vowed to sign Feinstein's legislation if it clears significant hurdles in Congress. Now, the article goes on to point out 158, not 120, but 158 different firearms that will be banned, and we'll get to that in just 1 second. But I want to take this time to remind you, if you are a Second Amendment advocate, if you're the most gung-ho gun guy to the person who may someday purchase a firearm, you need to get on the phone, you need to write your letters, write your emails, show up at your state houses, your courthouses, your city council meetings, and tell people that you do not want this passed. Even places here like in Austin, Texas, Texas is not always going to be a pro-gun area, as we've seen the mayor of Austin come out, as well as the mayor of Dallas, in support of Obama's 23 executive actions. So even here in the heart of Texas, you still have to fight for your rights. Now, keeping that in mind, let's take a look at the 158 different types of guns that will be banned. Obviously, we can't name them all, but I'll name some of the more popular types. All AK types of rifles, that includes, of course, the AK-47. All AR types, and that includes the AR-15, which was allegedly used in the Sandy Hook shooting, even though reports are contradictory that he left the gun in his car and actually used handguns in the shooting in the school. All Thompson styles of rifles, that includes the infamous Tommy gun. I'm not sure the last time a Tommy gun has been used in a mass shooting since Prohibition. And also all Uzi type of pistols. So all these mini guns and many more. And if you say, hey, nobody needs to have those type of guns anyway, that may be your argument, but think about this. This ban will not just ban what's listed here on the screen you saw there, but also things with any type of military characteristic, things such as cosmetic features like pistol grips. A pistol grip does not change the capacity of your weapon. It doesn't even make it more accurate necessarily. But let's say for whatever reason you want to equip an over and under shotgun with a pistol grip, that would be deemed an assault weapon, not just an assault rifle, but an assault weapon, and that would be banned under the new Feinstein bill. So keep these things in mind. Call your legislators, anybody you can, and let them know that you do not want this draconian bill in your state. Now, before we end this piece, let's look at the absurdity at this latest rally, whatever you want to call it, where they put up two ropes to protect these dangerous firearms as if somebody was going to run up to the stand, jam a magazine into these weapons and start to fire.
We see here there are two lines of stanchions, two lines of ropes. That is because it is not legal for these weapons to never mind be in the United States Capitol, but also to be in the D.C. in D.C. It breaks the D.C. gun laws. So they got special permission from the D.C. police office and also from the Capitol Police. And you see there are a lot of Capitol Police officers around here. But those are the rules to make sure that the guns are behind those two stanchions that we're not allowed back there either.
You saw the Philadelphia mayor in that speech. He gave talk about these guns are weapons of mass destruction, not the drones that are killing people, little children in Pakistan, but these weapons that need a willing operator. These are the weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction are destroying our communities, our streets, and our families. Tell any mother or father or sister or brother or niece or nephew why their family member is no longer with us because of those kinds of weapons and handguns with high-capacity magazines. Why does anyone need one of those?
And even though a child was able to defend himself with the AR-15, we can show you that clip.
15-year-old at home with his 12-year-old sister when burglars try to break in.
That's when investigators say the boy grabbed his dad's assault rifle and started shooting, and he hit one of the men repeatedly.
A 15-year-old boy and his 12-year-old sister had been home alone in the Mount Royal Village subdivision. Then about 2:30, a pair of home invaders tried the front and back doors, then broke a back window.
But nobody wants to talk about these things. They only want to talk about the tragedies and the heartaches these things cause. You saw them parade out the survivors of Virginia Tech and other shootings. And all due respect to the survivors of those things, but they never want to talk about the children that have been able to defend themselves, the mothers that have defended their families. They never want to talk about that. It's always look at these victims, and much respect to the victims. But victims, you may someday need a gun to defend yourself against tyranny, so don't let this thing just run over you. Don't get caught up in emotional sweep. And that goes for everybody. You may need a gun to defend yourself, even if you don't necessarily believe in guns. One may save you one day. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News.
And if that's not Twilight Zone-ish enough, Michael Bloomberg is apparently all up in the Twilight Zone. In his nationwide effort for tighter gun control, Michael Bloomberg attributes historic crime lows in New York to strict gun laws that are strictly enforced. However, the actual percentages don't show that at all, because in 2012, crime went up in New York City by more than 4% over the previous year. And the jump in citywide crime rate has continued through the sixth week of the year, up 5% so far, with thefts and robbery accounting for the increase. Robberies, burglaries, and grand larceny are all up 10% citywide. And as Kurt Nemo points out, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why theft is on the rise in the Big Apple. It's because criminals do not fear a disarmed public. And speaking of disarming the public, apparently a Missouri Democrat doesn't want to do that, but she does want to force gun owners to register with schools. Missouri Democrat Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal wants to force parents to inform school officials of firearms ownership. The proposed law would criminalize and impose a $100 fine on parents who fail to inform public and private school officials, and $1,000 if they're found guilty of negligent storage of a firearm and fail to notify a school that they own a firearm. So it will be mandatory for parents to notify their children schools about their gun supply. So basically, they're not going to take your guns. They're just going to create a database and force you to submit. Well, how about if the government just stays out of our business because it's none ya? How about that? Okay. But at least not all politicians are attacking our Constitution and our Second Amendment, as a fascinating scene played out at a small town council meeting last week when a mayor stood up for the Second Amendment after a council member tried to pass a motion that would have forced an armed veteran with a concealed carry permit to have his gun confiscated by police. Let's take a look at that video.
I was an infantry. I'm a disabled veteran. I just want to stand on the other side and urge people to stand for their Second Amendment rights. I'm a professional with a weapon. I carry a weapon every day.
Would you please ask him if he is armed right now?
I am concealed carrying at this moment.
I'll make a motion that we ask them to check their weapon with the police.
That motion does not pass.
Thank you, Mayor. If I may, I'll excuse myself at this time then. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And that was actually Mayor Scott Dudley. And Mayor Dudley, God bless you for standing up for all of our rights. And actually, you're not alone, because apparently 90 sheriffs and two sheriffs associations have now pledged to ignore Obama's gun control. And as Oath Keeper Sheriff Richard Mack wrote, sheriffs have risen up all over our great nation to stand up against the unconstitutional gun control measures being taken. And I would applaud these public servants for their courage and conviction. I would encourage our constitutional sheriffs and peace officers to add their voices to the growing numbers of faithful protectors of our freedom. And the numbers of these sheriffs are growing more and more every day. We're hearing more and more people come out and say they're not going to impose unconstitutional gun control. They're not going to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. They're going to uphold the law of our land. And finally, Jakari Jackson actually passed this story along to me, why young women want AR-15s. And I thought this was a pretty good read. Sorry, President Obama. As young women, we prefer an AR-15 assault rifle with a 30-round magazine for self-defense. In fact, we wouldn't want to be stuck at home without one. In the wake of mass murders like Sandy Hook and the horrific rapes and murders of thousands of women each year, pepper spray, mace, or 5-round handheld pistols aren't going to cut it. And she goes on to talk about how in Georgia, an intruder entered the home of a mother and her two children, and the mother grabbed her kids and her gun and went to a crawl space in the attic. And when the intruder entered, the mother fired and hit him with 5 out of 6 shots, and he still lived. But sometimes you only have one shot, sometimes you need more. And she says when you don't have time to reload, an AR-15's 30-round magazine gives you the flexibility and security that a handgun will not, and that high-capacity magazines serve as a life-saving insurance mechanism. And my favorite line is the very end when she says, "So, Mr. President, use the First Amendment as much as you'd like to rail against our AR-15s, but hands off our Second Amendment right to use them." And that includes my AK-47. We are locked and loaded for the InfoWar, and we'll be right back.
I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, well, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name.
Christy Hightower here with a quick Planet InfoWars update. I want to start this off with a quick quote from Thomas Edison. Now, there are three great essential things to achieve anything worthwhile. First, hard work. Second, stick-to-itness. Now, I don't know if that's technically a word, but stick-to-itness. And three, common sense. Now, I think this last one, we all know, is not quite so common. And that actually takes us to our first article that I want to feature. It's Too Big to Fail or Too Big to Succeed. This is by Blue. And he basically just kind of rants a little bit about the big banks and how we were tricked and told that, you know, they're too big to fail, our lives are going to be changed forever. Well, he proposes the idea of the free market, essentially. Too big to succeed, they all fail, and what springs up in its place? But small business owners. People that come to the table, they bring something that changes things, that makes things better. So go comment on that, and I'd like to read those comments, actually, kind of what your strategy is or what your thoughts are on that. And the next article I actually want to touch on is called Licensed to Live. And this is actually by Iron Eagle. And it basically says, did you notice There's a license for this. There's a permit for that. There's a certificate you have to achieve for that. He kind of touches on the idea that, you know, half these things you can just simply be an apprentice, like, you know, plumbing or welding or, shoot, even being a doctor, I guess. They all have to be apprentices. So he actually does talk about the only license that kind of makes sense are for the public health. But then there's that line, that gray zone. So go and read that article, License to Live, in the economics section. So this actually kind of, I started it out a little different, but the very end of this last segment, I wanted to touch on the mission in the Dating Freedom Lovers group. I'm really excited because February 14th is coming up, so everyone's looking for love. The Patriots, you know, you don't want to be lonely. Nobody likes to be lonely. And, well, anyways, it's really hard, especially when you're awake, to find somebody that you can talk to and connect to about certain ideas. So it actually takes us to the Dating Freedom Lovers group. And check it out. This is actually Daphne. She was part of our initial Planet InfoWars launch, so I figured it's fitting that I put her on this update. But basically, send us your picture. It'll go where her, you know, where her picture is, and your name, and try to keep it under 150 characters if you can, because there's only so much room. So she just kind of gave a quick description. This is what I'm looking for. This is who I am. And then contact her. So make sure that when you do the mission, send us your username, which is the @DiscoDaphne for her. And just send your picture, quick little details, and your username to mods, M-O-D-S, _love@InfoWars.com. And we'll take a look at it, we'll put it together, and we'll hopefully get to change them out every day, maybe even a couple of times a day if we get enough of them. So far, really good response. Thank you guys for sending them in. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's making me really happy to see all these people, like, excited about who they are and excited about who they want to meet. And so I look forward to those. Patriots, keep on talking, because we're listening.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are back, and we're joined by Julio Rosseo, a citizen journalist who has faced off with the TSA on many occasions before. And this week, he was actually covering the Obama inauguration, which he attended along with 800,000 other people, when he had to go through a TSA security tent just to enter the National Mall. He's going to join us now to talk about the ever-growing American police state. But first, let's take a look at this clip of his video.
My question is, are we entering the presidential inauguration or are we entering jail?
Jail.
Yes.
You're entering jail.
Both?
America is
both?
Jail. Look at all the prohibited items you can't take in. All bicycles.
No glass container.
Terrorist bicycles.
No chair. No large backpack. Everything will be searched.
Look at that agent. He's looking at someone's camera. Are they even allowed to do that?
No flags? No sticks.
I would like to think
no sticks.
A little feel in that leg there. Oh, this is sad. No one even cares. They're like, that's fine. America, the beautiful. Thank you for joining us today, Julio.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Melissa. Real pleasure.
Well, my first question is actually, I don't know if you noticed, but at the end of your video, they actually, the band somewhere in the background burst into playing America the Beautiful. Did you recognize that? What do you think of the irony of that song being played while this obvious police state is unfolding all around the ceremony?
Well, I'm sure the military brass band didn't actually play America the Beautiful.
That's true.
It was pre-recorded.
That story came out, yeah.
Yeah, it's completely ironic. Also, Chuck Schumer, the master of ceremonies, kept talking about freedom and democracy as he kicked off the inauguration. It's totally ironic that America the Beautiful is playing as you enter the inauguration and you get searched thoroughly by the TSA. It's incredible to have witnessed it, and it's incredible to actually see Americans just willfully go through it.
America the Enslaved. Well, you mentioned actually in the video description that you were unclear why the TSA was even there, because you say, why were TSA agents even needed when National Guard troops, FBI agents, Secret Service agents, ATF, DHS, and DC police were all present near and around the National Mall? So there's a really heavy presence of all kinds of security there, and yet they still chose to bring the TSA in.
Oh yeah, the presence was well known. As soon as you entered the many DC metro stations, there were police presence everywhere. And on top of that, there were police officers from all around the country. I met officers from Atlanta, Georgia. There were officers from even Austin, Texas that were there in DC. So, it was funny. One of the radio stations in Washington mentioned that D.C. was the most secure city in the country on Monday, and they're absolutely correct in that statement. But TSA was unnecessarily needed there just based on the security presence alone.
Yeah, that tent was crazy. There were signs up everywhere about open your outer garments, you're consenting to be searched. There was a huge list of things you couldn't bring in. It was pretty amazing video. And I wanted to ask you, what bothered you the most? I mean, obviously the whole thing is really disturbing, but what personally bothered you the most about having to go through that situation?
I've seen a whole bunch over the last couple of years in my reporting, from a police state in my college to going through a Secret Service checkpoint for media at the NATO summit in Chicago. So I've seen a whole bunch over the last few years, but what was just so eerie about this was, you know, supposedly the inauguration is about celebrating freedom and democracy in America, yet we have to go through searches similar to going through jail. That's the most eerie part.
Guilty until proven innocent.
And then just how, you know, Obama supporters are there just to, you know, praise their man. No one's there to cause any violence. And yet the government had the audacity to bring out TSA. It's really just a slap in the face to all Americans supposedly celebrating freedom and democracy.
Well, Julio, this wasn't actually your first run-in with the TSA. Why don't you tell us about some of the other times that they've made you feel safe and secure?
Yeah, well, one time I flew from Chicago to Washington to cover CPAC, and I have a video on my YouTube channel, and it's TSA's sick and disturbing fetish. And I filmed at O'Hare International Airport, TSA literally groping elderly women, elderly men. They had them going through the full body scanner and then gave them a pat down on top of that. It was really disgusting. I had to bite my tongue watching that just to get that footage. The day after Independence Day in Chicago, I take the train to go see my favorite band, and I see TSA agents setting up checkpoints at Union Station. Film that. Obviously, InfoWars covered that story. And then 2 weeks later, Amtrak police officers basically harassed me and admitted the government sent them my video of filming TSA, and that if I did it again, I'd be arrested for trespassing and that I needed a permit to film, even though a little card they gave me admits that only commercial broadcasters need a permit. I'm an independent journalist.
TSA.
Right. I'm an independent journalist. I'm not getting paid by anybody. I fund all my trips. I get some donations, but basically everything's out of pocket. So I'm not a commercial broadcaster. So what Amtrak police gave me didn't apply to me because I'm not a commercial broadcaster accepting advertising. And it's just so crazy that TSA, the government admit this years beforehand that we were going to see this type of thing. And it's just so crazy to see really TSA at an inauguration, there were about 700,000, 800,000 people. There was like five or six different entrances to get to the National Mall for the inauguration. So my video, I'd say maybe 70 TSA agents in one tent alone. There had to have been hundreds of TSA agents on the National Mall on Monday. But my question is, where are these TSA agents from? Are they from Reagan Airport or Dulles Airport in D.C.? Were they sent in throughout the country? And who paid for the security? Obviously, it was the taxpayer dollars going towards throwing away the Fourth Amendment.
This also brings up another really good question, because it's supposed to be the Transportation Security Administration. And we see them moving out with Viper teams onto the highways. I think they were responsible for, I read, 9,000 checkpoints last year all across our nation. Now we're also seeing them come out at like football games, their public events like the DNC. And really, I guess the question is, where do you think DHS is going to end with this? Where is this ever going to stop? Is Queen Napolitano going to have agents outside the grocery store when I want to go buy bread and milk? I mean, where is this going to end?
It's not going to end unless the American people actually stand up and say no to this. This is only going to continue. The inauguration is just one big step forward towards getting the public more acclimated. We've got the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks in New Orleans. I guarantee you, you're going to see TSA agents and Homeland Security agents inspecting all the ticket holders going in to that game. You're going to see, we've got festival season coming up in the summer. I guarantee you we'll see TSA at all these big type of festivals. It's only going to continue. And then once the public, I have a feeling, once there's more public outrage, we may see some sort of false flag. And the only reason I say that is because DHS and the FBI released a roll call release document back on November 15th of 2012, where they admit that they have a feeling that the terrorists may attempt to steal or divert materials, uniforms, identification, blueprints, and document access, as well as vehicles, to attempt terrorist activities. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we're talking about the same government that staged Fast and Furious. I wouldn't be surprised if they have, you know, rogue type of agents disguising as TSA agents to do some sort of false flag. And again, I'm just reading off of Homeland Security's own documents. If they're worried about this, then I wouldn't put it past them that they could pull something off.
Well, exactly. And I think another question is, when are people actually going to start getting outraged? You had mentioned it yourself that one of the things that bothered you most about this was just seeing people take it, just seeing people walk on through like this is just normal, to be treated like you're being put into a gulag just to go to a public event.
My thing is, if I didn't record that video, if I didn't have my Canon camera on record, I don't think there wouldn't have been any videos released about the TSA at the presidential inauguration. So it just takes people to film at the airports. If you see them at train stations, if you see them just in the public domain, film it. Tell your friends, tell your families about what DHS's plans actually are, what Homeland Security fully wants to do with the TSA. Napolitano admitted today at a meeting at the Wilson Institute in D.C. that they're really not getting rid of the full-body scanners. They're actually going to implement them elsewhere. So where else are they going to put this? I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the streets of America.
Yep, pretty soon we'll just have TSA on our doorstep groping us before we can go to work in the morning. It's just, it's unbelievable. And it's just disgusting. We're continuously being conditioned to the idea that we need to have government intrusion in our lives. We need to be groped all the time, treated guilty until proven innocent, and having our privacy violated. And it's just amazing.
I understand some sort of security, but I mean, the police officers or private contractors could have done the security that TSA did. And it just goes to show you what TSA's real agenda is. We talked about transportation. I guess walking, it literally is some sort of transportation. So TSA feels the need to protect us from walking. But what's also interesting, Melissa, I haven't released this video yet, but the National Guard was on the streets of Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day on Monday. And for some reason, the Inauguration Committee decided to allow four main stations in Washington, D.C. to be used by 700,000 people. So they had the National Guard direct traffic to four D.C. metro stations, and they literally looked like herds of sheep going into the farm, or the National Guard were barking orders on when people could go. And National Guard conducted exercises back in North Carolina a couple months ago for rioting in case of hurricanes. So we're going to see more and more of the National Guard on the streets, conducting traffic, conducting checkpoints, and they're going to continue doing this because the American people are allowing them to do this.
And they're going to keep doing it until we speak out and stand up for our rights. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. We need more citizen journalists like you to take up their cameras and record this, because this is only going to continue and it's only going to get worse the longer that people continue to just file in like cattle and allow this kind of treatment. And it is ridiculous. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Definitely.
Peace and God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Well, that is it for tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. If you like what you've seen here, if you want to get the word out, please join us at prisonplanet.tv. You get one membership, gets 10 subscriptions. You can give those out to your friends and family and get up-to-date information, all of our reports, our movies, everything right there for you. And you can share that with your friends. It's great. So join us again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.